Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleisch and Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight. We have sunset at 4:49 p.m. tonight. What? That is crazy early, and it's just going to get worse until we hit the winter solstice on December 21st this year. Then on that date, sunset's just going to be barely after 4:30 p.m. But that means we get a lot of nighttime skies to check things out this week. We don't have sunrise until 6:36 tomorrow morning. If we have clear skies, we'll have until about 6 to catch the continued show of planets to the east, and this is all week long. Jupiter's now being slowly left in the dust as faster red Mars pulls away and even faster Venus speeds away, but they're still in a neat line. They're along the plane of our solar system, and so we can see them from about 3 a.m. on. That's Jupiter's highest, red Mars, and then bright, bright Venus. We had a crazy light in the sky last weekend. Trident missile launched from the USS Kentucky off the California coast that I guess everybody but me saw. It was only a test. My first guess when people called, like, oh my God, I saw this bright light, was that it was going to be a slow, torrid fireball. This was even more impressive. I'm sorry I didn't see it. Speaking of torrid fireballs, we're out of that one stream, but we're hitting a second stream of debris from a torrid meteor shower right now. It's not quite as good as last week's. I know a lot of people saw some great meteors last week, and it's probably going to be peaking during a snowstorm in the next couple days, which is great for the ski resorts, not good for stargazing. But the next meteor shower that we get, the Leonid meteor shower, peaks a week from now. So if we've got clear skies, that meteor shower is known for its amazing 33-year peaks with meteor storms of hundreds to thousands to tens of thousands an hour. I'm sorry to say this is not one of those peak years, so we can expect at best maybe 10 or 15 hours per peak. We'll talk more about that one next week. But whether it's a great meteor shower or an unexpected military missile launch, what we've learned is that it pays to keep looking up in our night skies. For more information about any of this, you can visit us at the planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812 to find out what's up. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, as always, you can come see us in person. We're open every day. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We have shows every day in our clear, dry dome theater, and we love seeing you ex-listeners here, so keep looking up.